This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine Police and several nearby departments are working a scene after reports of a shooting near Junction and Washington Avenues this morning. It's believed one person was possibly hit and a man in a black hoodie ran off with a gun. Initial reports are that someone that had been shot later showed up at the hospital. It was all called in at around 1 a.m. this morning. Police are still looking for that suspect. The Kenosha woman killed last week reportedly requested a restraining order before her death. Michaela Plaza asked for a restraining order in February from her husband Marcus Plaza before he allegedly stabbed her to death in her home. Court records show the request was made after she accused Marcus of physically trying to take her phone and attempting to lock her out of her own home. Flood warnings remain in effect for parts of western Racine and Kenosha counties. The Root River Canal at Raymond is slowly dropping but still slightly above flood stage. The warning there ends today. The Fox River near New Munster in Kenosha County remains high and could stay that way until Thursday. Forecasters say minor flooding is still possible near low-lying areas and parks. They're also tracking a chance of snow this evening and more rain later in the week. It's Election Day statewide tomorrow in Wisconsin, and the top race on the ballot is for State Supreme Court. There are lots of other races across Racine and Kenosha County. Each ballot is going to look different, and you can see yours online. Find out where to vote and what's on your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin is joining a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration over an executive order affecting voting. The order would create voter eligibility lists and restrict mail-in ballots for people not included. The White House says the move is meant to prevent non-citizens from voting. Attorney General Josh Call says such cases are rare and current systems ensure election integrity. Call joined 22 other attorneys general and a governor in asking a court to block the policy, arguing that election authority belongs to the states. Governor Tony Evers is reopening the door for inmates to seek sentence reductions for the first time in a quarter century. He signed executive orders to set up a commutation advisory board with eligibility focused on rehabilitation and good behavior. People convicted of sexual assault or trafficking a child won't qualify, though some serving time for homicide could. Evers says lawmakers need to get serious about criminal justice reform to cut prison costs and overcrowding. Put your phone down. That's the warning from Wisconsin State Patrol as construction season picks up. The agency's April Law of the Month highlights safety in work zones and emergency areas. Drivers can be fined for using a handheld phone, and double penalties apply when crews are working. State Patrol leaders say one quick look at a phone can be all it takes for a life-changing crash. Gas and electric bills in Wisconsin are set to rise in 2027. Madison Gas and Electric says electric bills will increase by about $5 a month, with gas bills rising around $1.50. Company officials say the increases are needed to invest in renewable energy and ensure reliable service. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Boston, where the Milwaukee Brewers open a three-game series tonight at Fenway against the Red Sox. The Brewers coming off an 8-5 win over the Royals Sunday. The crew is scoring more runs with two outs than any other team in the major leagues. Are they relentless? Pat Murphy.
That's exactly what it is. It's relentless. These guys know that two outs means you're two-thirds done with the inning. That's it. That third is a lot. There's a lot left. You know, two outs proved to be a big part of every game.
NBA, Milwaukee with a 131-115 win over the Grizzlies. Meanwhile, the NBA continues to investigate why the Bucks won't allow Giannis to play. Doc Rivers.
The tough part about all this is I'm in the middle and I have nothing to do with it. Coaches don't decide any of this. But the problem with our league is the coaches are the ones sitting out front and we have to sit here and answer this stuff.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a few rain showers and eventually a few light snow showers by later this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 45 around midday, and the temperatures will drop into the afternoon. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.